people traveling in Scotland may get lost before they get to Lost, which is actually a town in the mountains west of Aberdeen. Problem is that road signs to Lost are apparently irresistible and difficult to keep. Tourists wrench them from their post to take home something that says Lost. Town has to replace the signs until the next ones are taken. So, as a measure of economy, the townspeople of Lost are considering a name change. Bruce Luffman is local representative to the Aberdeenshire Council and joins us from his home that we understand is overlooking Lost Scotland. Mr. Luffman, thanks very much for being with us.
Hello there.
How often do these signs get taken?
Well, in the last 5 years that I've been the councillor here, we think we've lost 7 signs. One of them disappeared within 6 days of it being put up.
And is it really so troublesome to get a new sign a year?
Well, it probably isn't so troublesome, except, of course, that there are long periods when there is no sign there at all.
Oh, of course.
And in the meantime, deliveries to Lost, of course, have huge difficulties. For instance, while I was waiting to do a TV interview with a young lady about this, she was lost completely. So it's very easy.
Yeah. How did the town get that name, Lost?
No one's really sure, but it is thought to be a derivation from the Gaelic, probably spelled L-O-I-S-E, meaning an inn or a gathering place.
Mr. Luffman, what kind of names is Lost considering?
I'm afraid that it's going to be fairly unimaginative, and it's going to be called Lost Farm.
I've got to tell you, with all the wealth of clever writers there have been in the history of Scotland, surely you can come up with something a little more inventive than Lost Farm.
Well, there are very few living now in Lost, and it is primarily a farm now, but it is, as you say, very unimaginative. And I was hoping perhaps we could have another hamlet beside us called Found. I've had many, many emails from all over the world, and quite a number from your continent, and many of them are saying much the same thing as, why don't we keep the sign Lost? And then the local shop, and there is only one shop for 20 miles, mm-hmm. should sell a sign which is like the Lost sign, only a replica, and become a sort of cottage industry.
Now there you have a U.S. solution.
Indeed.
But I mean, you could have the sign and then have a vending machine right next to the sign that sells the sign for, I'm making up a figure, yes. but let's say £50.
Yes, indeed. We could have itinerant Scotsmen sitting on the side road with a set of bagpipes, you know.
Oh, even better.
Very true.
Well, Mr. Luffman, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Bruce Luffman, member of the Aberdeenshire Council, speaking from his home, overlooking Lost Scotland.